I want to go now more slowly over these verses and discuss some of the key words there, because we'll find them over and over again in the Psalms. Okay? As we said, it starts off Shigayon. It's nobody's willing to translate it. I don't know whether they don't either. Okay. Maybe. I don't think he translates it either. Anyway, by David, which he sang to Adonai on the occasion of these words of the Cushite, a Benjamite, not the Cushite, but Cush. So on that occasion, which is the occasion of this whole thing, you see, because the Cushite is the one who brought the news. All right. O Lord, my God, Adonai Eloi, Uka Hasiti, I take refuge in you. What does that mean? To take refuge in God. It's a powerful expression. He translates it that way too. Take refuge, you see. Adonai Uka Hasiti. Hoshieni Mikol Udfai. You see, save me from all my pursuers and deliver me. The church sings that. Christ in the heart of the church sings that. Because the church, insofar as it bears truth and the truth of Christ, is always hated. As it is right now. And so, you know, even in our own culture, we keep saying, no, abortion is murder. There are no exceptions. You know, if a doctor has to operate and to heal the woman, and an unintended effect is that the child dies, that's one thing. But when a doctor goes into the womb of a woman to get that child and kill it, that's something else. And so, you see, I take refuge in you, you see. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they rend me, dragging me away with none to rescue. They'll come after me and they'll kill me. Why? Because I am opposed to their evil. And the only way you get rid of somebody like that is to kill them. If they're already killing babies, they don't mind killing a few adults to protect it. Lord my God, if I have done this, it doesn't say what this is, but if I have done this, if there's wrong in my hands, if I have betrayed, or repaid rather, my friend with evil, you see, if I have paid back my friend, it's what Sid here is, it's the word for peace, the one with whom I am at peace, you see, or plundered my enemy without cause, huh? Then let this happen to me. Let the enemy pursue my soul, my life, and let him trample my life to the ground, you see. and lay my soul in the dust. Lord, if I've done these things they say I've done, then let them kill me. But you know I haven't done them. So this is this prayer of a persecuted man. Jesus knows this psalm. Jesus knows what it's all about. And so, because he did evil to no one, and yet his enemies are pursuing him to kill him. And this is one of the passion psalms in that sense. When you know this, you read the soul of Christ. See? Now, starting with verse 6, you see, the enemy is pursuing my soul, and so forth. See? Then starting with verse 7, which is different than my English text. Kuma Adonai Afika. Rise up, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up against the fury of my enemies, son. So did I. And let the assembly of the peoples be gathered. See, this is the high eye. And my glory, my kavod, be put in the dust. You know, Lord, I haven't done this. Now, the Lord could pray that, but he would never pray for vengeance. He prays for conversion. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And so it goes on then. Kuma Adonai, rise up, O Lord, in your anger, as we just read, and so forth. And let the assemblies of the people be gathered together about you. And over that assembly, take your seat on high. And then it begins, who is the Lord? Adonai Yadin Amin. The Lord judges the peoples. You see? So, Shofteini, judge me, O Adonai, in your justice. You see? And according to the integrity that is in me. Now, would anybody really pray that? Yes. But it's not that if there's any integrity in me, it's by your grace, it's not me. But you know, Lord, I haven't done what they're after me for. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. And as I meant to point out, I don't think I did. This psalm is what we have Monday, week one, the daytime prayer. It's this meditation on the passion of the Lord. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous, you who try the minds and hearts, O righteous God. And now he's praying, come and judge between me and my enemies. Our Lord really said more than that. He said, just don't lay this to their charge. You know, forgive them. They don't really know. If they knew they were killing God, they might be a little more sober. God is a righteous judge. And then it moves on. This is a psalm praying, as the first line says. You see, when he gets news that his son was killed. Now, that's not when the real occasion of the psalm, we don't know. But the editors linked it with the life of David. And then the text goes on. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword and prepare his bow. And then it goes on, then from there. He has prepared deadly weapons, making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and brings forth lies. Remember that image. It was earlier in the same psalm. He makes a pit, digging it out, then covering it over, you see, with dirt and branches, so that his enemy will walk there and just fall. Look what he says, and falls into the hole himself, which he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. And finally then, the ending of the psalm. I will render to the Lord righteousness or thanksgiving according to his righteousness. And I will sing to the name of the Lord Most High. And that's the psalm. A man who's saying, I am being persecuted unjustly by my enemies, and I need your help. And when you do that for me, Lord, I will always remember you, and I will tell the world what you've done for me. Now, when we take that song and try to apply it to the Lord's heart, and therefore the way our heart should be when we pray this song, we are not praying that our enemies come to harm. We are praying that they come to Christ. And that's what we're praying, in imitation of Jesus. But this psalm opens up for us, you see, the depth of that prayer and the depth of the suffering. Suppose this man, even this psalmist, had decided to take vengeance on his enemy who had persecuted him unjustly. Well, he can defend himself, as they say in canon law and in moral theology. Cum moderamini inculpate tutele. According to the non-culpability protection of myself. But Jesus says more, see. He prays for them. And so, this is a psalm opening up for us life. Life. How much of this can we identify with as the psalm of the just man? Are we tzaddik? And can we go and pray it the way Jesus prayed it, so that anyone who's done us harm is blessed? Bless them and be with them, Lord. Amen.